And welcome back in to Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley in for Braden Gall today alongside Derek Mason and Marquise Munson. Talking a big weekend that was for the Tennessee Titans with their win over the New England Patriots. Also a big weekend for the Nashville Predators getting 3 out of 4 points on the road. And to talk more about all of these things, we bring in our good buddy Darren McFarland from Darren Donick and Chase. Darren, how you doing?
Oh my goodness. Who needs coffee on a morning like this? I get Robbie Stanley and D-Mace. Oh, man.
Doesn't it just get you fired up?
I'm just going to push that coffee aside. I don't need caffeine. Oh, my goodness. Who said coming in at 2 in the morning over the weekend I was going to be tired? Heck no. I'm ready to talk on.
We are glad that we can provide you with the energy that you so desperately crave.
Especially on a day like today.
Well, Darren, obviously we're going to start with the big weekend that was for the Titans. You saw the Titans play against the Patriots. Obviously, we were able to slay the Giants and get a big win. What did you make of what you saw from the Titans in that game?
Well, it was pretty interesting to see all the storylines that came out afterwards, right? That the run is over. The dynasty is over. I think we've said that before, although this one does feel like it's actual fact. Pretty interesting to hear Chris Collinsworth at the end of that broadcast talking about Tom Brady's future on NBC. I was a little surprised on that forum that he would throw out there at Los Angeles, and he doesn't believe that he'll be back in New England. So I guess it does kind of feel like, you know, McDaniel's going to get a job and these guys are going to kind of all move on and maybe this run is over. But it's a heck of a win, man. I mean, we pick six on Friday. The choices were Derrick Henry rushing yards, 99 yards or less, 100 to 149 yards or 150 or more, and the majority of the answers were 99 yards or less because the Patriots are great about, you know, taking your biggest weapon away. And obviously that was defeated by halftime. So it just goes to show you how incredible Derrick Henry has been through all this and how important he is. Ryan Tannehill only had to throw the ball 15 times. And they went into New England and beat the Patriots. Defense stepped up big. I mean, I could go on and on. I know you guys have been talking about it all morning, but, you know, it's just what a performance, what a win for the Titans. And now they'll have even a bigger giant in the Baltimore Ravens. But there's no doubt that they have brought back the interest level in this market. People, I mean, look at the ratings for that game against the Patriots. It's been since Derek Mason was putting on a Titans helmet before I've seen TV ratings like that in this market.
Yeah, they are up, and people are seemingly excited about the Tennessee Titans. Now, we'll get to the Preds in a minute because they did, you know, they split this weekend with winning one and then losing, but they still were able to accumulate 3 points. But looking at the Titans, what does that win mean for the organization? I know what it means in the short term. They get to move on and play Baltimore. But what does it mean to you in the long term that they were able to beat the New England Patriots in Gillette Stadium?
Well, Derek, to see where this goes, I mean, this question is going to be really interesting. We can answer it and talk about it today, but I'll be curious when the smoke is cleared and this run is over what it means, because Robbie can certainly speak on this 3 years ago. And Derek, you know, because we were doing the show together, what a run to the Stanley Cup final did for this Predators fan base. Now, the Predators fan base had been growing every year and things were good, but it took it to a new level. Mm-hmm. And depending on how this run and where this ends, and you guys did the same thing, basically starting off, you weren't new in the market because you had already been here. You weren't in your new home. And once you got into your new home, that's when the clock started ticking on, you know, the Titans are in this market. And look what you did. You made a run to the Super Bowl, and away you went. It was a rocket ship. I mean, you just know what this means. I mean, either way, even if they go to Baltimore and lose, this is going to be nothing but a good thing. This is going to be a springboard for what could be really, really good things. It's been a while. As we all know, there's been an erosion, and there's been a whole lot of losing here in the last decade. But I'll tell you what, everybody's coming back, and depending on where this run ends, like I said, even if it ends in Baltimore, it's up to these guys and coaches and front office to keep this thing rolling, because they're getting a whole lot of people back on the train, And now it's up to you to keep winning. That's what the Predators did, right? Once you get everybody on the train, then you keep winning at a high level. And then the next thing you know, we're talking about 170 consecutive sellouts and top ticket and talk of the town. And the Titans are getting dangerously close to getting, you know, that fan base. I don't want to say everybody's back, but like I said, I have not seen TV ratings, Derek, since you were suiting up for the Titans like that in this market. I mean, those ratings Saturday night were through the roof in this market, and that just tells you the interest level is way up. I get it, it was a playoff game, but they had a playoff game a couple of years ago, and it didn't see numbers like this. Oh, by the way, and they won the first round, too. So the interest level, they're trending in the right direction. I'll be curious to see what the fallout is with this run in the playoffs, and can they follow up with another special season next year and keep everybody on board and keep it growing?
Breaking news, it's been reported that Dallas Cowboys has hired McCartney. What is it?
Mike McCarthy?
Mike McCarthy. So the Cowboys, from all reports, have found their head coach. So there you go. It didn't take too long.
Did not.
Once they got Garrett out the office.
They took his key card away from him and gave it immediately to Mike McCarthy.
That kind of feels like the Albert Haynesworth deal to the Redskins, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that deal really happened overnight. I think that was kind of in the works.
Oh, man.
Darren McFarland on the line with us, host of Darren Donick and Chase. And Darren, obviously an important weekend for the Predators. They're all going to be important as we move along in the second half of the season here. Got 3 out of 4 points on the weekend, and Roman Josi extended his point streak to 10 games, and he is just lighting it up right now for the Predators, on pace to put up about 85 points this year as a defenseman. What are you seeing out of Roman Josi right now, and how incredible is it to watch what he's been able to do, especially during the past 10 games?
What am I seeing? I'm seeing a guy who keeps breaking franchise records about every other game. I mean, my goodness, by the way, that's never been done by a Predators defenseman, stringing together 10 straight games with consecutive points. By the way, they've had pretty good defensemen. I can recall several really good defensemen in the past in this franchise's history.
Not bad.
Nobody's ever done it.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. And 40. By the way, going into the game in Los Angeles, he had 43 points. And nobody's ever – after the game, he had 43 points, and nobody's ever done that. By the way, just impressive that through 40 games, no player. Steve Sullivan was the last. I think he had 42 points through 40 games, but no player's ever gone into game 41 with 43 points, and Roman Josi's the first to do that. So, I mean, he's just – even when you know it's his year, like even last night's play, the Rocco Grimaldi goal that tied the game up, and even on a play like that, which, you know, he was trying to undress the entire Anaheim team like he's done a lot of teams this year, the puck got away from him, and Rocco Grimaldi was fortunate enough to be in the right direction. But even like a play like that where, you know, he's attempting a shot and the puck just gets away from him and he gets nothing, and Rocco turns it into a goal. I mean, that's the kind of year that Roman Josi's having. The problem, Robbie, is they need a lot more performances like Roman Josi. I mean, they're getting it from that third line in Smith, Bonino, and Grimaldi. They're having a tremendous season, but they just have to get more production elsewhere. I mean, like you said, tomorrow night against Boston, we're talking about the second half of the season. Every game that goes by, the window closes a little bit more on, you know, we'll be doing scoreboard watching and standings watchings here soon, where we're constantly looking around, and some of you already are doing that, I realize, but once you get into the second half of the season, you're constantly watching the competition, especially when you're on the outside looking in.
Now, Rene gets the win versus the Kings. They come back, you know, a day later or 2 days later, and Soros is in net. Soros didn't play bad. He didn't get any help in front of him. How do you assess that second game versus the Ducks? Because, again, I don't think he played bad. You know, he had his opportunities. He did a great job in the first period. But he just didn't get as much help, you know, during the game as he should have.
I'm pretty sure Soros asked the referees if there were four pucks on the ice in the first period, if the Ducks were playing with four pucks. If it wasn't for Soros, Derek, that's about a 4-1 first period. Ducks in the lead. I mean, to know that they went into the break being outshot 21-4, and it was tied at 1, and Anaheim just dominated them in the first period, and they get a late goal by Austin Watson. That was a huge victory just to go in. I mean, if they were down 1-0, that would have been a huge victory, in my opinion. I mean, UC Soros, Anaheim had 36 shots through 2 periods. I mean, they were just all over the Predators. Predators, you know, fought and came back. Actually took the lead to be in the second period, and then came back with 2 goals in the third period. So a lot of people feel fortunate that they were fortunate enough to get a point that they might not even deserve. That UC Soros, I thought, was really good. And like you said, didn't get a ton of help. And don't forget, there's a lot of guys out of this lineup right now over the weekend. Matt Duchene did not play this weekend. Dante Fabro did not play this weekend. As we know, Ryan Ellis did not play this weekend. And so those are important bodies. And so they're having to bring up basically half of Milwaukee, which Milwaukee has been really good. But you're putting out guys that have been playing for the Milwaukee Admirals out there in NHL games. And, you know, a lot of them have been shot. I mean, Jared Tenorti played 22 and a half minutes last night, Derek. I mean, I know there's no farm system in football, but you bring up a guy from the farm system and he's thrown in the lineup. And in the second game, because he played in L.A. too, I mean, he's logging 22 and a half minutes. You know, eventually that's going to catch up to you guys because they just don't have the experience. I mean, even a guy like Dante Fabro, who everybody believes is going to be the rising star, goes through lumps. I mean, it takes time. And when you got guys like that out there logging those kind of minutes, I mean, you're going to have breakdowns or you're going to have, you're not going to have the best defense in front of you. I mean, just think about it. No Ellis, no Fabro. Right there alone, you're already playing with fire. So they were lucky to come away with a point. I thought UC was really good. But unfortunately, they lost in a shootout.
And oh, by the way, don't look now, Darren, but Craig Smith, once again, after the slow start, is on pace to score 20 again this season. Darren McFarland, thank you so much for coming on the show with us today. We appreciate it. We'll see you here in about 45 minutes on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
When we come back, Derek Mason and I are going to get into a little bit more of the Titans discussion. Had a big day for Derrick Henry, obviously. But how much more are they going to need out of Ryan Tannehill as they move forward here in the playoffs? We'll talk about that next here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.